Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. The Adapt Functional Movement Center is a rehabilitation facility that provides a personalized and integrative approach for overcoming the challenges that come with disabilities. Their goal is to minimize the impact disabilities have on a person's life. Joining us this morning is Adapt Functional Movement Center co-founder and executive director John Monteith, co-founder and managing director Melanie Monteith, and GM at PowerDot, home of the PowerDot Smart Muscle Stimulator, Rob Lozick. Welcome, John, Melanie, and Rob.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
We're going to talk today about the Adapt Functional Movement Center. How about a little background information on the center? Now, you're a nonprofit rehabilitation center, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we were founded in 2017, so about 2 years old, and we're what's called an integrative recovery center focusing on neurological disease and injury. So we provide, you know, recovery services in the areas of physical health, mental health, and community development for people that have been impacted with those types of neurological, chronic, long-term disabilities.
And what was the motivation for starting the center?
Yeah, sure. So in 2004, my wife Melanie was actually diagnosed with MS, which is a chronic neurodegenerative disease. And for the past decade and a half, we've spent our lives just exploring different recovery modalities and practices, from traditional allopathic medicine to, you know, naturopathic medicine and everything in between. And we wanted to really kind of bring together all of the things that we had found to be efficacious under one roof and provide that as a service for anybody that needs it.
And where are you located?
We're in North County, in North County, San Diego, in Carlsbad.
Now, you are different than other rehab centers in that you are a social enterprise. Can you explain what that means and how that differs from others?
Yeah, sure. So a lot of nonprofit organizations actually, you know, they're pure advocacy organizations. They raise a lot of money for a cause and typically pass those funds on. For us, we're actually providing a service day in and day out, working with people that have been impacted by these diseases and these kind of life-changing injuries, and, you know, actually deploying all the funds that we raise and the money that we bring in through our services to help people day in and day out, you know, on a very first-hand basis.
You work with adults and children affected by a neurological disease and or injury, multiple sclerosis, one of them. What are some of the others?
Yeah, so some of the bigger populations that we see, obviously multiple sclerosis and some other conditions in the neurodegenerative and motor neuron disease space, like ALS, spina bifida, SMA, spinal muscular atrophy. We also see a lot of patients that have been diagnosed with some sort of injury, whether that be a traumatic brain injury or a spinal cord injury that results in, you know, partial paralysis or full quadriplegia. We also work with a lot of adults and children that have been diagnosed with cerebral palsy and some of those more developmental disorders as well.
And what's your background? How I know that I know the motivation behind this, but did you have any kind of background along these lines?
Yeah, so educationally, my degree is in biomedical engineering, and I spent the first, you know, during college and the first few years of my career working in a hospital in a motion and performance laboratory doing gait analysis on people that have been impacted by either some sort of orthopedic injury or some sort of spinal cord injury. So, you know, I've moved away from that a lot in my more recent career, but I've, it's kind of come full circle in the last 2 years, which has been great.
So you're pretty much a one-stop shop, one-stop rehabilitation facility.
Yep.
You mentioned not only focusing on physical health, but also mental and social well-being. How important is that in regard to one's recovery?
Yeah, I think it's critically important. So, you know, if you think about a diagnostic experience for somebody that's either been recently injured or, you know, recently afflicted with, you know, a chronic disease, you know, typically what happens is they shut down mentally. You know, they go into a bit of a depressive state. And as a byproduct of that, a lot of times they kind of stop moving, they stop exercising, they stop, you know, doing things that are active, either out of fear that they're going to make their condition worse or just as a byproduct of being in a sort of a depressed state of mind. And again, sort of as another byproduct of that, their social circles start to break down. Mm-hmm. And if you look at those three things and apply those to a human being, depressed mindset, you know, stagnation and sedentary lifestyle and zero social connection, that's a pretty desperate place for people. So our fundamental philosophy is let's bring all of those things back up to some level where they can get their mindset in the right place so that they can understand the impact of their injury. They can start moving and being active again, whether that be, you know, light functional movement or more heavy exercise, depending on what they're able to do. And let's surround them with a community and a social circle so that they can actually start to interact with human beings, because we are social beings at our core. And we think that we can make a pretty major impact in people's lives.
I've always believed myself that positive attitude plays a huge part in recovery.
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely is. If you think about anything, and, you know, and interestingly enough, with a lot of these movement disorders, people's goals are to regain physical function more often than not. But when it comes down to it, if you think about any physical function, it all originates in the brain. It's a thought. It's an intention that then translates as a signal to your body to tell your hand to go grasp something or your leg to move or your heart to beat. All of these are signals that originate in the brain. So if your brain and your mind is not in the right place and in the right frame of mind, you're going to have a really hard time making the progress that you want to make with any of those other downstream things, like movement, like social interaction, or just the motivation to get up and do something. So it's definitely the place where you want to start.
Right. So when somebody walks into your center, what do they see? Take us through the center.
Yeah, sure. So it's actually a pretty good size. It's about 8,500 square feet. So it's not necessarily a small operation. The first thing that you see when you come in is a large kind of common area or lounge. So, you know, we have a lot of members that come in with family and caregivers and their support system. And we want to make sure that they have a comfortable place to spend time, because a lot of times our members will be there for 3, 4, 5 hours at a time. We have a whole bunch of different types of treatment room, whether those be like private, you know, sort of meditation or therapy suites, group meditation and therapy suites. We built a neuromuscular stimulation lab, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, I think. We've got about a 5,000 square foot open gym space where we do a lot of our exercise-based recovery services and our physical therapy services. And it's really just kind of a nice, you know, comfortable, organic environment where people want to spend time. It's not super clinical. It's not something that, you know, feels like a hospital when you're walking in.
Right.
It's actually a place where you want to spend some time, and actually you can feel calm and not anxiety-ridden when you walk in.
And you have a lounge for the kids, too, don't
you? We do, yeah. That's right. That's right. We've got a kids' lounge as well. So we're kid-friendly and pet-friendly.
Okay.
We see a lot of service dogs and service animals coming through our place as well.
And is the therapy there? Is it one-on-one?
Yeah, most of the therapy is one-on-one. So we have different services that span, you know, whether it be mental health, physical health, or community development. Most of the services that we have are one-on-one. So in the physical realm is pretty much the nucleus of what we do. A lot of one-on-one personal sort of training, exercise-based recovery, and physical therapy. But we don't really believe that, you know, exercising in groups or, you know, kind of breaking the therapist or the practitioner's attention span up across multiple patients is the right approach. And you see that a lot in more traditional physical therapy clinics.
So what are the therapy sessions? What do they focus on?
So we follow something called the neurodevelopmental sequence, which essentially trains somebody how to move and regain function the way that an infant or a child learns to walk for the first time. So there are multiple stages in the developmental sequence that a child goes through, starting with being able to lay on their stomach and roll over, to being able to kneel, eventually them being able to crawl, then stand, and then eventually take a step and start walking. So we look to assess each one of our patients or our clients as to where they fit in that neurodevelopmental sequence as far as their physical activity is concerned or their physical capabilities. And then we work on exercises to really strengthen their proficiency in each one of those stages. And ultimately, the goal would be to progress them from to the next. So if you can kneel independently, we want to get you crawling crawling so that you can actually start moving. If you can stand, we want to try and get you to the point where you can start taking steps safely. And that's really, you know, kind of the at a high level what we focus on the physical front.
So let's talk about your programs. You have
Sure.
four core programs, right? First one let's talk about is the local program.
Yeah, sure. So local program is particularly designed for folks in Southern California that are kind of close to home. They can actually drive to our facility, and they typically will build a program that is sort of designed for them to participate into perpetuity, or as long as they feel like they need our services and our help. We also see a lot of clients that come in from out of state and out of country. In our first couple of years, we've seen patients from over, I think, 12 different countries and a whole host of different states within the United States here. And typically, depending on how long they stay, which could be, you know, as few as 2 weeks and as many as sort of 8 or 9 months, we'll design a bespoke program for them based on what their injury is or what their diagnosis is and what their goals for recovery are while they're here. And then that usually translates into a distance program. So it's pretty critical if you've got one of these chronic long-term conditions that you maintain the work that you've been doing. So, you know, we only see people a few hours a day. There's a lot more hours in every day that we don't get to see them. So a distance program allows us to engage over Skype or over FaceTime remotely with our clients so that we can continue working with them from a therapy perspective and treating them when they're outside of the walls of our facility as well.
And your visiting program?
Yeah, so the visiting program is for those who come in from out of country or out of state, and it's all inclusive too. So our philosophy is if you're diagnosed with an injury that's, you know, left you in a wheelchair or with 90% dependency on somebody else, coming to another city or another country is intimidating enough as it is.
Right.
What we try and do is take a lot of that off of the tables. We'll pick them up at the airport, give them transportation, we'll coordinate their hotel for them, we'll give them transportation to and from the facility every day so that they can come, they can feel comfortable that they're taken care of, and that they can focus on what matters, which is actually their recovery and the work that they're here to do.
And the fourth program that you have is your 8-week reboot program.
Yes. So the reboot program is kind of our marquee program for neurodegenerative disease. And we designed it to encapsulate all of the different components of ADAPT services. So mental health, physical health, and community development. So it's a 2-month program from start to finish. Our goal is to institute positive lifestyle change and improve quality of life for people that have been diagnosed with neurodegenerative diseases. So the goal is over the course of those 2 months, we're changing the course of your lifestyle so you can institute a mental health practice into your day-to-day routine, that you can start to institute exercise and movement into your day-to-day routine, and that we build a social circle around you that you can take with you post-program so that you have friends to interact with and hold yourself accountable to maintaining the level of activity that you had during the program and staying with your practice. And it's being studied with UCSD to improve quality of life outcomes in people with MS, and it's also you know, recognized by the MS Society as well.
So if somebody wants to get into one of your programs, how would they go about doing that? Now, you have members.
Yeah, most of the participants at ADAPT are our members, but we don't shun anybody away. So the process would be go to our website, adaptmovement.org, and you can fill out a membership application, and then post that, you'd come in for an evaluation. Our evaluations are free of charge. They typically are one-on-one with one of our recovery consultants, and they last usually about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So, you know, even if you don't move forward with us, you can come in. You're going to get a lot of great information. You're going to learn a lot about sort of where you are sort of currently with your health and what we might be able to do to help you.
Okay. Now, Rob, you are GM at PowerDot. Tell us a little bit about PowerDot.
Yeah, happy to, and how we work with ADAPT, obviously. So electrical stimulation has been a staple of paralysis recovery for a long time. As John did a great job describing, within all of the programs that they offer at ADAPT, electrical muscle stimulation is core to how they help patients across the board. PowerDot is essentially the world's first smart electronic muscle stimulation device. This has been a technology that's been around for years, where essentially electrical impulses cause muscles to contract, and you can target certain muscle groups to address a number of issues with atrophy, circulation, muscle recovery, muscle and nervous system reeducation, and a number of other benefits. What we've done at PowerDot is take a modality that's existed and it's been used in every training room, every hospital, every rehabilitation clinic for years, and put it in something the size of your pocket, where today these units exist. They're $15,000. There's wires all around them. They're on wheels. It doesn't allow for a lot of flexibility of patients. They need to go to a specific location to get that care. We've miniaturized that, and essentially through your iPhone and a Bluetooth connection, you can receive the same care anytime, anywhere, regardless of where you are in the country. So as you think about these intensive programs that ADAPT has, bringing forward a solution like this allows patients to not only get this necessary recovery while they're with their physical therapist on site at a particular at ADAPT, but more importantly, take it home with them and to constantly be able to get that care and build that strength and enable that wellness.
And when did you start? When did PowerDot?
Yeah, again, another Carlsbad-based company. We're 5 years old now. Primarily have focused on the consumer historically, athletes. So there's professional athletes and sports teams and CrossFit individuals and a number of active lifestyle folks that have used our product for a number of years. That's branched out, right? This technology, this capability can essentially be used by any human being, right, because of the benefits that it brings. So we'll soon be launching a medical franchise that will focus more on those hospital rehabilitation clinics, on those physical therapy centers, enabling a technology to go into an environment like that where the patient doesn't have to be there. They can receive remote protocols, execute these sessions from anywhere in the globe, and be able to get the benefits of the wellness without having to go, again, directly into a facility.
Now, Melanie, do you use it now, PowerDot? I know you have used it in the past.
I do, absolutely. It's a great activity for me to do on days that I don't have therapy. It's something that it just helps me keep my muscles going and moving. And it's super easy to use. It's super it's just exciting to be able to put patches on and then have muscles activate, and it's re-education. It's the muscles that wouldn't even work for me before work now because I use PowerDot.
And you can do it from anywhere, right?
Yeah, I can do it from anywhere. I can have a martini in hand and, you know, be working my quads. It's great.
You know, PowerDot's been a game changer for us. When we first started ADAPT, we knew we wanted to include neuromuscular stim in what we did, and we were just kind of looking for the right partner to work with. And a lot of my background has also been in technology. So when I saw what they had done with taking, you know, a proven modality or practice and integrate it to be sort of 21st century technology using mobile devices and Bluetooth and all this kind of stuff, it felt like the perfect sort of bolt on to what we're doing in clinic to be able to, you know, include, you know, neuromuscular stimulation, which helps with, as Melanie was saying, you know, muscle and nervous system re-education, helps with prevention of disuse atrophy. So people that don't use their muscles very often, they tend to atrophy, and a stimulation device, an electrical stimulation device, contracts type 1 and type 2 muscle fibers. So you're not getting the atrophy that you normally would if you are actually just kind of sitting in a sedentary place. So it's become kind of woven into the fabric of all of the recovery programs that we have at ADAPT.
And, you know, I broke my pelvis, and I needed it. I needed it to keep from laying in bed for 6 to 8 weeks, and my muscles were kind of just not working and atrophying. And so the muscle stimulation really helped kind of reactivate everything and keep it alive.
Now, you mentioned earlier something about a stim lab.
Yes.
at your facility.
Yes.
I'm kind of getting a little hint as to what that might be stimulating.
Sure.
Can you tell us about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we actually created a dedicated treatment room at ADAPT that we're calling the Stim Lab, and it's powered by PowerDot. So all of the stim technology that we use in the Stim Lab is PowerDot technology. But what it allows us to do is, again, in a one-on-one session, place the pads or the electrodes on somebody's body where they're impacted. And again, everybody's goals are a little bit different, whether that's for atrophy prevention or circulation and blood flow or active recovery or muscle and nervous system re-education. We put the electrodes on different parts of their body and different muscle groups, and we just do a dedicated stim session on their body so that they can work those different muscle groups. And we'll try to educate them on why it is that we're actually, you know, stimming these different muscle groups and the importance of integrating stim into their day-to-day routine. The other thing that's really great about PowerDot's unit is we can actually send them home with a unit that they can actually utilize outside of the walls of our treatment center. So we can actually, with PowerDot and using technology, we can send them programs that are tailored for them, and they can do them in the comfort of their own home, and we can get a notification when they've actually completed that program. So again, not unlike our distance program, it allows us to maintain some oversight and some connection with our clients and our members when they're not in the facility and still be able to ensure that they're progressing with regards to their recovery. So the Stim Lab is really the catalyst and the center of excellence for us to be able to do that.
And Rob, you mentioned something about developing a medical line, a medical product line.
Yeah, as I said, I mean, historically, we've really focused on the consumer, right? All of our product today is sold over the website directly on PowerDot.com. Individuals can go there. Again, the overwhelming population that's using this product are athletes today, from professional all the way through recreational athletes. There is a huge unmet need in the hospital-based market and in the healthcare-based market. So shortly we'll be launching a product which we're collaborating on with ADAPT that will allow for some of the functionality that John described, right? The ability to have a clinician create a customized protocol unique for your particular needs and your particular rehabilitation needs, and send it directly to your phone, right? And so anytime, any place, anywhere in the world, whether Melanie's drinking her martini or John's sitting on the beach in Maui, these sessions can be completed. And we really look at it, the way we talk about it internally is, you know, we've knocked the four walls off of the rehabilitation clinic, right? Mm-hmm. Or off of the physical therapy clinic. When you're rehabbing a surgery or when you have different needs like the folks at ADAPT, there's no more walls, right? And that's technology that should be available in the 21st century and something we're extremely proud of that we can deliver to a broad base of people beyond athletes.
So back in June, you had a big event.
Yes.
It was your inaugural Summer Sounds benefit concert at the Belly Up in Solana Beach. How'd that go?
It was great. It was fantastic. Yeah, we had about 250 people show up, which was more than we bargained for. We beat our fundraising target by over 10% of what our goal was. So, you know, things were really, really good. It was a concert, so we had three local performances from local artists. And then our mechanism for fundraising was we did a lip sync battle. So that was actually really fun. And I think a lot of people had never really seen that be done for fundraising before. And I got up and lip sync and made an ass out of myself. And
I'll never look at John the same.
No, I don't think anybody will ever look at me the same. But it was amazing. It was awesome. It was a great show, and we're looking forward to doing more events with the Belly Up in the future.
Do you have other events throughout the year?
So that's our big sort of annual fundraiser. We try not to, pepper people and donors with all kinds of events throughout the course of the year. So we typically have our one large fundraiser in the summertime. But it's likely that we're going to have another fundraising event, probably a little smaller in scale, probably in October or November of this year.
Okay. Now we have just a couple of minutes left. How can people help you? If they want to help you out, can they make a donation at your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So if anyone's interested in donating to ADAPT, I'll say it is a great cause because, like I said before, we are a social enterprise. We are hands-on with patients and clients every day that need help. So adaptmovement.org, you can donate through there. We're also always looking for sponsors for our organization and for our events. So anybody interested on that front, we're always open for a conversation. And then lastly, volunteers. You know, we can always use more help and more hands around the organization and the facility. So, you know, volunteer opportunities are always welcome. And all those things are available on our website, so adaptmovement.org.
And what about in-kind donations?
Yes. So because we are a recovery center, we have a lot of equipment that, you know, both we have in the center and that we would love to have. So in-kind donations of, therapy equipment, as well as assistive devices for, you know, our client and member population, whether those be, you know, wheelchairs or standing frames or, you know, you name it, we'll take it. We've got lots of people that we can put it to good use with.
And as far as the volunteers, any special requirements?
You know, we're pretty open. We have needs from, you know, more specialized individuals that maybe have like a physical therapy or exercise kinesiology background to help out on the floor with lifts and transfers and be a therapy aid, all the way up to, you know, we could always help with front desk support and, you know, greeters and people that can just interact with our members and clients.
We have like adaptive events too, right, where we get out surfing and we trivia nights and all kinds of just good time for folks to get out and mingle. And so any volunteers that want to help with that stuff is more than appreciated.
Yep.
I mean, having seen what John and Melanie are doing firsthand, it's simply amazing. I've spent my entire career dedicated to the healthcare industry. They're transforming the way care is delivered. It's happening here in our backyard. It's something to be incredibly excited about. It's something, a model that I believe will be translated nationally at a point in time. I would highly encourage the group to go out and look more at ADAPT and the benefits and the services and the capabilities they can offer. I haven't seen anything better and am proud to partner with them.
John, once again, your website?
ADAPTMovement.org.
And are you on social media?
We are. So Facebook, it's ADAPTFMC, and on Instagram, it's ADAPTMovement.
And Rob, your website?
Yeah, powerdot.com. We also are on all the social media channels. You can search us by Powerdot.
All right. John, Melanie, and Rob, thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you for all you do at the ADAPT Functional Movement Center and at Powerdot, doing some amazing work and fascinating work. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Gary.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from the San Diego LGBT Community Center. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.